as had clashed repeatedly over their first 150 years on Rada. The last outburst of violence had taken place when his grandfather was young and ended without any formal ceasefire. The two sides had nearly wiped each other out and simply couldn't continue to fight. Since then, the Adlers and the Baianas had settled into icy hostility, always watching each other, always ready for the feud to flare into raging violence. The animosity was mutual and deep, and now Ramona Adler waited in his conference room. What was so important? Their policy of avoidance was working well so far. When forced to be in some proximity in public, he and Ramona painstakingly pretended the other didn't exist, and the Kinsmen Society, which had a long memory, enthusiastically supported their strategy of evading a bloodbath. They were never seated near each other. They were never formally introduced to each other. They never had a conversation. Ramona could have called. Instead, she marched into his den and demanded to see him. She knew he could react with violence. Normally, he might have called this reckless, except Ramona Adler was anything but. He had studied her since he was in his teens because she was a potential enemy, and he knew her as well as he did his own family. Ramona was like one of the smoke-furred foxes that inhabited the deep woods in the north, careful, calculating, and subtle. She struck only when she had complete confidence in her success, and she was lethal. He had to know why she was here, and there was only one way to find out. Matthias rose and strode out the door. Soleil turned with crisp precision left over from his military days and followed him, a vigilant, silent shadow. The conference room lay at the other end of the tower, separated from Matthias's office by 100 meters of hallway. The Baiana building borrowed its shape from the unfurling Secco blade that gave the Sicadi their name. It began as a wave, a low curve of plastisteel wrapped in panes of dark solar glass, dipped, then suddenly surged upward to the height of 70 meters, expanding into a hard, vertical plane. A not-so-subtle warning. The glass brightened as it climbed, and here at the very top of the building, the panels were a deep, vivid red. The tinted light flooded the hallways through the translucent ceiling. Normally, he found it soothing, but today the air above the black floor seemed drenched in blood. Most kinsmen didn't know where their unique abilities came from. Their beginnings had been lost to centuries of galactic expansion. The Sicadi were different. All of them traced their origins to the Second Outer Rim War, when two budding interstellar empires clashed over a resource-rich cluster of planets. The brutal conflict lasted for 62 standard years, and the Sicadi had been genetically engineered for that war. While massive spaceships collided across the star systems, spitting energy and missile salvos, the Sicadi fought in close quarters with Secco weapons embedded in their bodies. A tool like no other, the Secco technology allowed its owners to project short-range force fields from their arms that could become a shield or a blade in an instant. A Secco shield could absorb an energy blast and stop a stream of projectiles. A Secco blade could slice through solid metal like it was warm butter. The Sicadi had developed their own martial art, shifting between assault and defense in the blink of an eye. They were the silent dagger to the blunt hammer of the space armada, and the Sabatira genocracy used them again and again to bleed their opponents dry. The war was long over, and the few remaining Sicadi had scattered through the galaxy. Once comrade in arms, now the Sicadi avoided each other at all costs. It was one of the universe's greatest ironies that after running halfway across the galaxy to get away from each other, both the Baianas and the Adlers ended up in the same sector, on the same planet, and in the same province. The Baiana family was guarded by state-of-the-art security. Matthias oversaw it personally, and he hired only the best. All his guards were seasoned veterans with combat implants and skills honed by training and battle. They were well-armed and ready. And if he felt like it, he could kill everyone in the building in minutes. It would be a massacre. They would know that he was coming, and all their experience and weapons would do them no good. If he could do it, so could Ramona. The Sicadi were killing machines, and the 6 generations separating them from a long-forgotten war had done nothing to change that. If she snapped, he would be the only barrier between her and the slaughter of his people. Why was she here? How did she get into the building? She walked in, the CSO said. Our security intercepted her, and she told them that she'd come to see you. They called me. It seemed prudent to control.